After that, we will stay here for the Holy Mass. Upstairs, there is a small chapel. Sorry. This is Father time to translate my icon. There is a small chapel upstairs. So after the Mass, if you want, we can just enter that chapel with the Blessed Sacrament for maybe 5 minutes, not longer. Just kneel down in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And then we will go to the left, to the statue of Father Slavko, and then the rest will go step by step. Now I think Jacqueline
is yes, I'm
over. Finally, here I am. Don't worry.
So welcome. Welcome to Medjugorje, welcome to Mother's Bullet. Maybe you have been here before, yes? No? Your first time? So, my name is Jacqueline. I will try to explain what Mother's Bullet is, so you know what you have visited, because this place here is a very special place. Mother's Bullet was founded by late Father Slavko Barbarić. Father Slavko Barbarić is a name you can hear in Medjugorje so often on every step because he was a very special priest. A priest who has truly lived the messages of Gospa. He was full of God's Spirit and he has left behind many great works. Father Slavko was born here in a little village near to Medjugorje in 1946. And became a priest in 71. But I can confirm that Father Slavko was always a special priest, even before the apparition in Medjugorje. I can confirm that because he was in my parish many years ago as a young priest. And even at that time, that was a different time, a time of communists. It was not so easy to live the faith. But Father Slavko, also as a young priest, had this gift to connect the modern life, a life with communists, with the life with God. So he was always surrounded with people, especially with young people. Father Slavko was a priest, a theologian, but also a psychologist. When the operation had started in Medjugorje, you can imagine, Medjugorje was an unknown village with a few houses, and suddenly 6 children, they say they can speak with the Holy Mother, they can seek her. And you can imagine, in a short time, many people came to Medjugorje. Different doctors, specialists, journalists. And the priest, they asked what is happening here in Medjugorje, what is going on. So they have formed their team. Father Slavko was a member of this team. They have spent the time with the children. When I say children, I mean visionaries. And Father Slavko, he said, these are very normal children and very healthy children. And he felt in love with Medjugorje. Medjugorje was in his heart till his death. Father Slavko was not from the very beginning of the operation in the parish Medjugorje, always in contact, but you know that the Franciscan priests, they move from parish to parish every 5-6 years. So a change came when the war has started. We had a war here in the area of ex-Yugoslavia, also here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. When the war has started here, Father Slavko was in the parish of Mostar. Mostar is about 30 kilometers north. Mostar was, during the war, totally destroyed. Many people, they had to leave Mostar as refugees, also Franciscan brothers and sisters. And that was the time when Father Slavko has asked for permission to come to the parish of Medjugorje. And here he was from the beginning of the war till his death in the year 2000. And we say that that was his most fruitful pastoral time. During this time, he has started, initiated, organized so many great works. I can name just some of them. For written many books. Books, they have changed who knows how many lives. If you want to read a good book, take Father Slavko's book. God gave him the gift for foreign languages, so he could fluently speak 7 different languages and make contact with almost every pilgrim from different countries. He has organized the first seminars here in Medjugorje, seminars we have even now, seminars for priests, seminars for married couples, seminars with fasting and prayers. He has started and organized the first youth festival. His talks and thoughts about the messages of Gospa are well known. Adorations, venerations, almost everything what we can enjoy even now on a spiritual life here in Medjugorje, Father Slavko, the initiator. But he has also started to build this place called Mother's Village. Mother's Village was built because of a need. As I said, we had a war. I can confirm no war is good. Every war leaves the same consequences. Refugees, destroyed homes, destroyed families, but also war orphans. A number of war orphans have been situated here in Medjugorje. The Franciscan priests, they have rented a private house. They gave roof above the head for those children. And Franciscan sisters took care for them. And with the time, there was a need to build them a new home. Father Slavko, he never liked the idea of building a typical orphanage. Orphanage, they usually look like a huge building with many rooms, beds, where you have to separate boys and girls, brothers and sisters. No, his wish was to give them back what they had lost, and that was a home-like life. And because of that, with God's help, he has started to build family houses. So in 1995, he has built the first 4 houses. When you come in the village, these on the right side. That was the beginning. But as you can see, Mother's Village has grown with God's help. Now we say this place is a complex. Now we have 7 family houses, a medical center, kindergarten. Upstairs we have a beautiful chapel, a little park, a house which we call gallery. I always say to our visitors, imagine a little village with 7 houses, with 7 neighbors. And every house is a home for 6, 7 children, together with 2 educators or house mothers, they are called. At this moment, we have 41 children. For them, Mother's Village is a second home. Our children, they come from all parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They are different ages. Our youngest at this moment is Rafael. He is 11 months old. Then up to older teenagers. Sorry. Of course, the reason why our children come now to Mother's Village has changed. War orphans, they have left us. They are adults. Now, we have more children from families with different social problems. And that means also now we have a number of children without parents. But we get more and more children who have parents, but who are not able to take care of them. Different reasons. Illness in the family. Very poor families. Destroyed families. Problems like drug, alcohol, violence, abandoned children, 3 children, who knows. Every child has his own reason and story why it's here. So Father Slavko, he would always say to the educators, to the house mothers, do not try to replace parents. Nobody can replace a mother or a father. But accept as a mother or father the person who gives him the food for growing up, for life, and the fundament for life, for every child, no matter if this child is from Herzegovina, from your country, what language it speaks, religion, nationality, color of skin, every child needs the same. And that's love. That's a whole family, tenderness. So the point of Mother's Village is to give every child, as much as it is possible, a sense of a home-like life, a sense of a family life. We do not separate brothers and sisters. They stay together. They grow up together. What's very important for the future. The point is to give them a chance to go to school, to have education. If they want to, they can go to university. This year we have 11 university students. To prepare them for a future independent life, and of course what's very important, to learn them to live a Christian life, a life with God. Mother's Village is a part of the Franciscan province. We are not supported by the government, so our children, they grow up in faith. And because we are part of the church, we don't have inside Mother's Village so strong and strict rules. So what I think is the most important part in the whole story of growing up in Mother's Village is the fact that we don't have internet. That means our children, they live here, they stay here till they are able to live their own life. For example, in government orphanage, the children, they have to leave the home at age 18, maximum 19. And that's very sad. 18 is a very sensitive age for everybody's life. So, thanks God, our children, they don't have to live under this pressure. Now I'm 18, what shall I do? How shall I live? With whom? Where? As I said, this here is their home till they are able to live their own life. And when? That's individual. That can be with age 18, 20, 25. And we have also children who will never be able to live a life without help of another person. Very individual, but as I said, I think the most important part in their life. Together with the Children's Village, Father Slavko has also founded two communities. They are now independent, but also under the name Mother's Village. The first community he has started was a community for women in need. At the beginning, it was a community more for women who went through difficult situations during the war. Now it's a pro-life community. They have a house, a shelter outside of this complex, and they offer help for women and mothers, children in need. But as a pro-life community, especially for pregnant women who are in need. So their mission is fighting for life, but especially for unborn. The other community is called Merciful Father. This community is very near to this complex. It's a male community. And they offer help for persons who have problems with addictions, different kinds of addictions, drug, alcohol. But we have also more and more so-called modern addictions like gambling, betting, hazard games, internet. So these are all problems that can destroy a whole life, a whole person, a whole family. The therapy in the community is called, in our language, Christotherapy. That means a therapy with help of Christ, without help of medication. The way of healing is prayer and work. Prayer on the first place, work on the second, and community on the third. Of course, the healing is a process. It takes minimum 3 years to heal completely. When I say completely, that means they try to heal not only outside, not only body. They say that's the easiest part. The hardest part is to heal inside, to heal the heart, the soul, the mind, and that's why they need minimum 3 years with God's help, with help of prayers, with help of older brothers from the community. They try step by step to live a new life. Maybe you can visit the Chinampo. Then you have heard the testimony. Father Slavko was the spiritual leader in Chenarkolo, so from this community. cooperation with the founder of our community. I always say problems, they come in both communities are the same, but addiction, but the way of healing is also the same. If you have climbed Krishavats, the cross mountain, then you can see the place. Not yet. Then you will see the place where Father Slavko died. He used to pray the way of the cross every Friday. Every Friday, no matter what weather was outside, he was climbing Krishavats. And on the 25th November 2000, he died on the end of the prayer on top of Krishavats. That was God's will, but it was a shock. A shock for everybody. Father Slavko died young, age 54, from heart attack. But it was a shock. But, you know, we are very sure that Father Slavko is a saint in our hearts. His death is symbolic. He died on the 23rd. And we know that the first operation was on the 24th. And every 25th in the month, we get a message from our boss, but a message from for the whole world. And the message next day after his death was, be happy your brother Slavko is born in heaven and prays for all of you. So that's why I say Father Slavko is a saint in our hearts. And you can imagine it was a shock, especially for Mother's village, because there was immediately the question, what now? How shall we live? How shall we continue? But we are very sure that Mother's village was in God's plan from the very beginning, like everything else in our lives. Father Slavko was a person who has realized many God's plans. But Mother's village is not a work of just one person or any institution, organization. This place is so special and so unique because it's a fruit of Medjugorje. One of the fruits of Medjugorje. When you go home, when they ask you about Medjugorje and the fruit of Medjugorje, you will be able to say you can visit the world. It's a fruit of Gospa's messages and the fruit of love and care of so many people from different countries, people of goodwill who help in different ways. Medjugorje is a very special place, a place where many people, they come, they open their hearts, they want to change their life, they want to feel love, to receive love, and how can we receive love. The best way is when we give love. So everything what you can see here is a part of somebody's love. So I repeat, that's why this place is so special. And Mother's World has a very important message. And that's the importance of a family. We live in a crazy world. Everything is upside down. Everything is allowed. Everything is okay. But Mother's World shows us how important a family is. I'm here many years. I can confirm that our children, they live a good life. When I say good life, that means they have everything they need. They can go to school, they can go to university, they can have talents, but still something is missing, something what nobody can replace, what nobody can give them, and that's a mother and a father. And we know that Medjugorje is a school of life. Gospa, she teaches us so many years how to make peace in our life, peace in our family, peace with each other, with God. And Mother's Village is a lesson in this school of life. I repeat, it teaches us how important a family is. Gospa, she repeats so often in her messages, take care of your family, keep the family together, pray for the family, read the Bible in the family, and the most important message, pray together with the children in the family, because a family is the most important fundament for everybody's life. Mother's Village is a place I could talk for hours about Mother's Village, and still I cannot say everything. Maybe you have questions, something you would like to know.
Any questions?
Yes.
What made you first start to work in here?
What
made you first start to work in here?
They have asked me, do you want to come to Mother's Village? We need somebody for German language. Mm. And Billy from God's Providence. And I thought, God's Providence, okay. I believe in God's Providence, but maybe for 2 months, 3 months. But I'm here 12 years. And believe me, if you want to feel what God's Providence is, then you have to come to Mother's Village. Every day is a miracle. And you know, they asked me, do you want to come to Mother's Village? We have children without parents, we have children in need, and I have a family, I have children, and I thought, of course, I want to help the poor children. But these poor children have learned me more about life than I will be ever be able to help them, the poor children. So, you know, God gives us always lessons through poor and through children.
Mother's Village, obviously, from the name, it's like providing kind of a mother's influence, love, friendship, you know, affection. How do you assess the father's role? What do you do to
Mother's Village? The inspiration was Gospa, Our Lady, and that's why Mother's Village. We live in Mexico, and I repeat what I said in my talk. Nobody can replace a mother and a father. Of course, a family is mother and father. And in our houses, we have two educators, two house mothers. And we know that it would be better in every house to have a father figure. But for this moment, this is the best solution. Many children in Boston and Herzegovina are grown up without father. So we wait for a new generation. Maybe in the future, every house will have a father.
Where do the kids go to school?
Here we have a kindergarten. It's a preschool kindergarten till age 6. Father Slatko, he didn't want our children to feel isolated from the local children. He wanted to mix them, to give them a chance to integrate in this community. So we have started to do the kindergarten, and even now it's the only kindergarten in Medjugorje. So we have every school year about 150 children in our kindergarten. That means children from local families mixed with our youngest. After that, they start school. All together, the same school, we don't have private schools. All our children, they start the primary. The school is near to the church in Medjugorje. After that, they can choose a high school, a secondary school. And as I said, we have also universities.
Does the Mother's Village receive any financial support from the local government?
Mother's Village is a part of the Franciscan province. We belong to the Franciscan province, but we are a registered institution, and we work by all laws of Bosnia and Herzegovina. So that means our children, they come through social centers. Social centers, they send us children, and we make an agreement with the social center. And the social center should cover, how do you say, costs for living for one child. But you know, we live in Boston and Herzegovina. Nothing is easy. So the social centers, they get the money from the local budget. The local budget depends from the region from the federation. So it's a circle. These budgets are empty. We live, as I said, from God's providence. God's providence and us people of goodwill who help in different ways. Somebody can help them with financial donations, the others with donations. They bring donations like food, like clothes, shoes, furniture, everything you need for the normal life. God's providence send us volunteers. They come, they stay, they work for free. We have so-called godparents. Our children, they have godparents. Godparents are just people like you who come to visit us and say we want to help to support a child. So we make sponsorships, And godparents are welcome to visit their godchild when they come to Medjugorje. We had children visiting their godparents. They stay in contact. And they, godparents, they send also financial support. We don't use this money. Every child has his own saving account. This money is a saving for the future. So when a child is ready to leave the home, to live a new life at, outside of mother's womb, they get this saving as a start in their new life. So it's a blessing for every child. So we live from God's promise. I thank you for your visit. I wish you many God's blessings. Of course, have a safe return to your homes and families. Later, you're very welcome. Make a walk through the village. I hope you understand we cannot visit the homes, the houses that would be not good for the children. Here we have pictures. Take a look how Mother's Village was started to build. And if you start from here, you can see pictures of children who came to Medjugorje when Mother's Village was not built, and then time after time, year after year, till now. Here in this vitrina, we keep the personal, some of the personal things of Father Slavko, his habits, he has worked on the day he died, some of his books. As a yes, we have also a house which we call gallery. We can say that we have many gifted children, gifted for sport, music, art, acting. But in the gallery you can see beautiful artworks made by our children. If you have time later, you're very welcome to take a walk, take a look what they have made. As I said, I thank you for your visit. I thank you in advance for the collection during